We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I've been there for a couple of different times when this observance has taken place. And I will tell you that it is an incredible experience to be there. I wanted to start with the timing, because for folks from Pittsburgh, it's about an hour drive to get out there. For folks who want to be there, give us a handle on timing-wise. How early are you going to open the gates, and how early should people be there, especially since the Vice President's coming?
Absolutely. So the gate to the National Memorial will open at 6 a.m., and you can get in that early. We will start parking people and shuttling down to the memorial site. So we're recommending for visitors wanting to attend the ceremony to get to the park between an hour and an hour and a half before the ceremony starts. And that's so you can shuttle down and have time to park your car, get through security, and then get out to the site of the ceremony and get a good seat. So if you get there in that time frame, you should be able to do all of that. The ceremony starts at 9:45, so just so you have an idea of your time, if you get there really early, you're in good shape, but at least an hour to an hour and a half ahead of time.
Yeah, around probably, say, no later than 8 o'clock, and you should be good. Does that
right,
work?
Exactly. Exactly.
All right, and the parking, there, when you enter the park, you're going to be parking in the Flight 93 Memorial Park, but not near the actual site, right?
Correct. So because it is September 11th and we expect large crowds, we have event parking, and we will be parking everyone in that area and then shuttling down to the Memorial Plaza, and that's where the ceremony is held this year.
And as the ceremony begins at 9:45, you have, I see, the River City Brass Band will be part of that, and the families represented of Flight 93 as well.
Absolutely. We're very honored this year to host Pittsburgh's River City Brass Band. They're bringing 30 musicians out to play the music for the event this year. And then, of course, the families are always part of the ceremony. This is really for them and everyone that has a memory of September 11th. And if you were alive in 2001, everyone does. But it's an honor to be in the crowd with the families of Flight 93.
Now, Katie, when the ceremony happens, about how long will that last? And then what is the access to the site going to be like for people from the public afterwards? I mean, is there a waiting period when you got to get your dignitaries out of there, or will it be open?
Right. So the ceremony starts at 9:45, lasts about an hour. And, of course, Vice President Mike Pence is speaking. Author Mitchell Zuckoff is also speaking. He is the author of the recent book, Fall and Rise of September 11th. We have a couple other speakers, music, of course. The reading of the names, which takes is the beginning of the program, and it is over the period of time that Flight 93 would have crashed, 10:03 and 11 seconds. And that really sets the tone for the program. They read the names and ring the bells of remembrance. And then at the very end of the ceremony, we lay the ceremonial wreath in front of the wall of names, and the gate of remembrance will be opened, and family members will be able to walk out to the crash site. And that's when we'll start, after they go out to the boulder, the general public will then be allowed to move around once our dignitaries also head out, and the visitor center will open at noon. Then the entire memorial will be open for people to walk around, to go to the wall of names, the memorial plaza, visitor center, and of course the Tower of Voices. And the park is open from sunrise to sunset, and the visitor center will be open actually an hour late on September 11th. It's the only day that we stay open a little later, and that's just in case, you know, We are opening it late because of the ceremony, and we want to make sure everyone has an opportunity that's visiting the site to get in there and see the exhibits.
How many people visit this memorial every year?
Oh, my gosh. So last year, in 2018, we had 438,000 visitors. So we're getting close to 500,000. We're not quite there. There are days that we'll have 2,000-3,000 people, and it's not an anniversary or anything. It's just a beautiful sunny day in the summertime, and we'll get handfuls of people coming in. And even in the wintertime, our snowiest day, we still get more people than you'd imagine.
You know, I know that the temperature is going to get up there today and tomorrow, for that matter. But if you are planning to go out early, like be out there at 6 a.m. when they open the gates, you're going to want a jacket. Because that little ridge line out there can be a very chilly place early in the morning. So if you're headed out early, make sure you bundle up or take a jacket along with you.
Absolutely. The weather of Flight 93 will surprise you sometimes.
Yes.
And even though it's going to be a nice sunny day, it's going to be chilly in the morning first thing, so you might want to bring that extra layer just to have with you. There's also a list of prohibited items because the vice president's coming and you have to go through security. If you go on our website, www.nps.gov/FLNI, there's a link there for September 11th, lists everything you can't bring. So.
And we'll put a link on kdkradio.com. Katie Kordek, who is the Flight 93 Memorial Public Information Officer on our Disk Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. Thank you, Katie.
Thank you, guys. Have a great day.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.